to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Hours to Protect, we look at Ireland getting to a net zero electricity system. Paul Blunt, who is the Director of Future Energy Ireland and Chair of Wind Energy Ireland Net Zero Committee, looks at what needs to be done to deliver an electricity grid system that supports economic growth, decarbonisation and meets the needs of our society now and in the future. He says we need to invest in the grid as we are becoming more and more dependent on electricity.
First of all, the source of the energy needs to be from renewable sources. And in Ireland, that's primarily onshore wind, offshore wind and solar energy. From a grid perspective, we need to have sufficient capacity on the grid to be able to transport that power from the places where it's made to the places where it's needed. And we need to be able to operate the grid in a manner that is stable with no thermal generators running. And it gets kind of technical to answer that question fully, but effectively there are system services that thermal generators provide to make sure that the grid remains stable from a frequency and voltage perspective. And we need to have zero carbon sources of those services. And then the other thing that we need is the ability to bulk time shift large amounts of energy. So when we have a lot of energy coming from wind and solar, there are times when you have a lot more energy than you need, and there's times when you have far less than you need. And we need to develop the ability to absorb that energy when there's a surplus there and give it back when there's a shortfall. And for that, I think we need a new category of emerging long duration energy storage technologies. So there's quite a few things need to come together, but I think the call today was to be about grid, and that's absolutely at the heart of it, that if you don't have a power grid that has enough capacity to transport power from where it's produced to where it's needed, you cannot decarbonize the power grid. Ireland, similar to many other countries, is seeking to decarbonize its heat and transport sectors by electrifying them. So effectively, we're going to be putting a plug on an awful lot of our transport applications and a lot of our heat applications. So things like electric vehicles and heat pumps to heat homes. And if you look at the overall energy system in Ireland today, in very, very round numbers, it's kind of one third electricity, one third heat and one third transport. And as you electrify heat and transport in order to decarbonize those, you're effectively greatly increasing the demand for electricity. So our power system is going to get a lot bigger. Airgrid just in the last couple of weeks published a consultation on what they're calling their tomorrow energy scenarios. And within that document, they're projecting that by 2050, the power system will need to be somewhere between 2 and 3 times larger. And, you know, so effectively it'd be a little bit like if you take the M50 today and you put 2 to 3 times more cars on that during rush hour, what happens? You get a huge amount of congestion, everything grinds to a halt and nothing works properly. And it's the very same for the grid. So as our power system gets much, much bigger to support decarbonization of heat and transport, we have to effectively invest in the motorway network for the power system, which is the transmission grid. It's this the high voltage power lines that are needed to get that power around, and also down to the distribution level. So it's not just about the kind of the pylons and the high voltage power lines, but it's also about the distribution grid that takes the power from your local substation to the individual homes and businesses. That all of this needs to be fit for purpose on a power system that's getting much, much bigger.
And would that mean more pylons in areas around the country?
It probably means some more pylons. Like, so you can do a lot of things. Like existing overhead lines can be uprated. They can be upvoltaged. They may need to be resized to upvoltage them. We have seen Airgrid in recent times like look to underground projects where they can. The projects that are underground tend to be more acceptable locally than overhead power lines. But it's not always possible to do that. And there are a lot of, I would say, engineering and cost sacrifices that you make when you underground power lines. And sometimes even if you don't worry about the cost, it can be technically it can be unfeasible in certain situations. But no, for sure, like there are lots of solutions. So like we probably need to, I suppose, build as much grid as we can, as fast as we can. And then in addition to that, we also need to get better at sweating the grid that we have already. And like I mentioned there, when you were asking about what do we need to do to decarbonize the power system, one of the things that this technology that we think we're going to need, this bulk energy time shifting or storage technologies, if you deploy those in the right parts of the grid, that can effectively allow a lot more power to be transported across the wires. So it's a bit like, what would the analogy be on the motorway? If you have, you're effectively encouraging more cars to not go on the motorway during rush hour. Storage can do that for the power grid. So when there's a lot more generation than the grid can accommodate, a storage technology can absorb that power for a period of time. And then when, let's say, a wind system is blown over and now the power grid can accommodate more power again, the storage technology can release that onto the power grid. So it's probably a combination of, yes, there are going to be some more power lines. Like, I think from a societal perspective, people seem to want to keep that to the minimum possible. Then there can be underground solutions for grid infrastructure. And then there are kind of technological innovations that we can deploy to get more from the grid that we have as well. And I think all those things in combination have the potential to get us to where we need to be across that kind of time horizon out to 2030 and out to 2050.
To learn more about Ireland's drive to get to a net zero electricity system, see ours2protect.ie and midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commissioning the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.